people. Hello, listeners to Now TV. Now we're sitting with Moody. Hello, Moody. I welcome you from my heart.
This is very nice. Thank you. That's a lovely welcome. Very good.
Thank you for this chance.
Yes.
We have some questions for you, for especially what's the difference between a person who has a deep enlightening, even if we know enlightening is, that's not a issue really, it's something in the mind, but a person who had some glimpses and a person who has deepened the enlightenment, what's the difference, or what can the person with the glimpses do that she becomes merely
more,
like that?
Yes, yes. Yeah. Okay. Very many people, they have that experience which you call it. Over here, many people speak of it as an enlightenment experience or something.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you hear this term.
Yeah.
And I think this is what you're speaking there.
Yes.
You're asking,
mm-hmm.
what is the difference with someone who has had an experience,
mm-hmm.
but is not yet completely established,
mm-hmm.
in that experience, compared to someone who is established in that experience?
Yes.
Is that the question?
Yes.
No? Okay.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
Thank you. Achcha. The one who is established in this experience, you see, feels no more separation. Sorry. They don't feel any separation. They don't feel, oh, I understand this. I know I am this. Even if they speak like that,
mm-hmm.
there's really, behind this, there's no duality. They realize that what they are and what we refer to as enlightenment, it is the same thing. And it simply means the one who has discovered their true nature. And this
mm-hmm.
one, so when I say it's most natural, it means that there's not somebody doing it.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like, oh yes, I'm really an expert meditator or something like this.
Uh-huh.
It's not like that. It
yeah.
means that you have discovered again what is effortless and what is natural. It means that there's no person doing it.
Mm-hmm.
They're not trying to maintain something.
Mm-hmm.
That person is not there. And that person was only an idea. When we remove this idea, what has always been here, in here, in this body, in all the bodies,
mm-hmm.
the real intelligence and the real sentience, that is effortless, and it doesn't have to make any effort to be what it is. And we are this. This is what we really are. But somehow, we believe we are the identity,
mm-hmm.
and somehow the person,
yeah.
which is only a kind of construct. It's not really true. The person is only like a temporary costume, that the reality or the beingness is appearing through this costume. But the costume is not sentient, it's not real, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So one who has not quite, who is not quite established in this, and this is, you've asked a very good question, you know?
Mm-hmm.
you've surprised me, you've jumped right in the center.
Yeah.
Who is this one who has mm-hmm. not realized the truth, who has had a glimpse? Is there someone who has had glimpse, is it? Now, of course, if you speak like this, most people, they accept, of course, this person had a glimpse of the reality, and it feels, wow, I would like to speak with this person. But all it means is that momentarily, through the acquaintance of, through the practice of maybe self-inquiry, or sometimes just without any practice, occasionally it happens, you know, that somehow the sense of identity is completely removed. And in that space, what is there is pure being and pure truth. And it is effortless, you see,
mm-hmm.
in that moment. But gradually, the mind, the past, it comes back slowly.
Yeah.
You see, it comes back.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is also true, a little bit, for someone who is established also in the self,
mm-hmm.
the one who is free. Sometimes the mind and identity, because of the past conditioning and so on, it also comes in, but it has no root to, it has no soil
mm-hmm.
for the root of the mind to grow again. So there's no confusion about being a person. Whereas the one who feels I had a glimpse, It simply means that the idea of myself as a person is still alive in this body.
Yes.
It's still a belief, you see. Behind this belief is the reality. And we are all this reality. And there's no one who is a more special reality than another one.
Yeah.
It's just that in some bodies it is recognized, and in some it's not quite recognized, somehow like this.
Mm-hmm. In this body or mind system, I feel sometimes I recognize it, and there are days I don't. But only I recognize it only if there was a long time not recognizing. Then when I recognize it, then I feel, oh, this was the whole time.
When you say when I recognize it, what do you recognize? What it means?
Very. Not vastness, the vastness.
Not the vastness. Mm-hmm.
There's some feeling like being stuck in something.
Oh, you're speaking about when you're identified.
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And when you're not identified, what up on?
Then it's like in a playground. So, this is here, and there's that, and there's no more. There's a bit a distance from that to me, to me.
Yeah, there's a distance from the me, from the feeling of the person. There's a more distance from.
Yes,
this.
It is. Sometimes I wonder that. My mind says, now you should be sad or feel that or be more integrated in the situation. But I'm like, naturally, okay, now it's this, okay. And sometimes the feelings, they cling on me.
Mm-hmm.
And then my mind says, it's just a delusion. And you are not that, but it's not real at this moment. It clings and it's...
But I want to say something just about this, then we can move on. This feeling that the mind is clinging onto me, this me feeling is also from the past and also from the mind. Because actually your being is more just like space. Nothing can cling onto the space. It's like a pure intelligence, but it has no form. And if it has no form, nothing can cling onto it. You see, there's a feeling that something is clinging onto me.
Yeah.
Because there's still a subtle identity.
Mm-hmm.
Even this subtle identity can have beautiful experiences also.
Yeah.
Of freedom and joy and space.
Mm-hmm.
But still there's a subtle identity is there. It's fine. It's there. Even this one, I would say, don't identify even with this feeling. It's just another feeling. It's just another feeling.
Mm-hmm.
But because it feels so intimate, the identity as a person, even in its subtlest expression, it's still something intimate. But I would still say what is intimate means there's distance. In some, it's intimate to what?
Mm-hmm.
You see?
Mm.
So even that which is, which I refer to as our true self, it is formless. And our formful self, our dynamic expression, how we appear as human beings, this is our temporary expression.
Mm.
It is also an aspect of ourself, but it is the lesser, it's not the greater.
Mm-hmm.
Because this is always changing.
Yes.
Even the thoughts are always changing. Everything is changing.
Mm-hmm.
But there is something that is not changing.
Yes.
And that the witnessing of what is changing occurs in that which is unchanging. And so all the real striving for truth, the Buddha state in you, is a place without striving and without change. But the mind is thinking, but I don't know if I want a state which is not changing. But it's not like that.
Yeah,
it is ever perfect, you see.
Mm-hmm.
So as long as we keep listening to the mind, we will have doubts or some resistance or some confusion will come.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yes. It is too real sometimes,
yes.
It seems, and I know the why questions, they lead to another why and to another why, they are going around in circles,
yes.
But sometimes they soothe somehow the situation. In this satsang scene, some people might seem to me like they put everything under the carpet, like saying, oh, it's just this energy, it's just this energy. I think there must be a path to distinguish what is now really to do or what is just an energy to do under the carpet.
Yes, you're right, because there has to be a discernment that, you know, this thing is alive for me. It has some credibility because I feel it deeply. And it's not enough to pretend it doesn't exist.
Yeah.
You see?
Yeah.
And this is a difference that I don't encourage anybody to put things under the carpet, because it will come up later.
Yes.
You see?
You
can bring it out and say, okay, this is feeling alive for me, and we can look together at what this thing is, rather than deny.
Yeah.
Because that is not reliable experience. To deny, it won't bring you to truth, actually. Mm-mm. Because something in our psyche feels that we are not dealing with something.
Yes.
You see? Mm-hmm. And then you start pretending.
Yes.
Yeah.
But even that wants to take place in this person, so it's right also.
Yes, very subtle questions you're speaking, very subtle things you're speaking now, you see. You can say it is right for as long as you have a strong feeling of identity, then what you are identifying with will have a relationship with the thoughts you are creating. You see, so it's not that it is the real. Because we feel something strongly, it is not sufficient evidence of its reality. But if you believe something very deeply, you believe it into existence, and then you will have to live with this and have a relationship with
then
this.
It is,
you see?
Strong. It's
yes, but what I'm saying is that it doesn't have a strength in itself. It is getting its strength from you.
From me.
Yes, yes, because you believe in it. You identify, you think it is something very important. So this is what you are imbuing in what you are perceiving. And many times we don't realize that you are supplying energy and power to the thoughts that you think are important or not important. And this is, I think, a very significant observation, you know?
Yes. And therefore, the mind always wants to have a recipe or a map where how he can handle or do. But
my observations, my experience, is that first, the mind is not real. I want to speak a little bit. I don't want to just use cliches, you know. I'll explain why I say these things, because some people will think, oh, what are you talking about? Mind is not real. It appears sometimes that the mind wants to find a way to freedom, but it's only an appearance. It's only a play. Because if it is brought to the real opportunity for freedom, then very often it finds another excuse to avoid or to delay this unity. You see? Many times. Is that to say, are we saying that the mind is bad? No. An aspect of the mind that is functioning with identity creates a lot of trouble. But it is also a quality of mind and an aspect of mind that also aspires for truth. That also wants the truth.
Yeah.
You see?
We the both again.
Yes, yes, yes. There comes a time, I think, this is why I would say, all the practices, all the belief systems, all the religions, in a true sense, can be a door, a way of evolving this consciousness, which is strongly at first identified with the body and conditioning, and evolve it somehow towards dropping all this baggage of concepts that it carries, you see? So that is the traditional way, and the natural way for most human beings is to be in a state of evolving, you see? What is the difference with this path, which we call Advaita, or the path, if you want to say path, of non-duality, is that it's pointing you not to a direction, but back to who you are. And even if any direction is taken, you yourself will determine whether that direction is good or not. Where are you trying to get to? Sometimes I ask this question to people. where are you trying to get to? What are you trying to capture? You see? Mm-hmm. And it's surprising that many times they don't even know.
Yeah.
You see? Mm-hmm. So this question, I think, is important. What are you searching? Some people say, I'm searching to find myself.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, okay, are you two selves? Like the one who is searching and the one you will find.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just to ask. I said, oh, I don't know, but maybe I'm searching for a higher expression of mm-hmm. myself. You see? Then I ask, how much distance you think it's away from you?
Mm-hmm.
The self you're searching for, if it's not here now, how far away is it from you? And this helps the mind to go again more inside.
Mm-hmm.
It's not going to find anything outside.
Yes.
The real discovery has to happen internally.
Mm-hmm. So the mind gives you, through saying, oh, you are not this,
mm-hmm.
he gives you a journey. And whether you take this journey, you need all satsang teachers and satsang books and something, or you're just confident and already seeing, oh, this is a lie.
Mm. Well, most people don't see it as a lie initially.
Mm.
Because our conditioning, we are consciousness,
mm-hmm.
but our conditioning into the identity that we are a person, that I'm this body, it started from quite young.
Mm-hmm.
And some would also tell it started from many lifetimes.
Mm-hmm.
But we can say, for most people can understand, it started from we're young, no? From young in this body.
Yeah.
The conditioning that you are this body is there. So it feels completely natural thing, you see?
Mm-hmm.
And once you, the consciousness, which is not the body, identifies that it is the body, only then can the mind function in the way that we are talking. Because you take yourself to be a body-mind. And so the mind has more power,
mm-hmm.
more potency to correspond with the identity that you take yourself to be.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
So I ask myself sometimes, yes, I got this small glimpse and I really saw, and I always refer to that when I come again in stages like, oh, this is strange now, so I know, ah, wow, this is only that, is this me and is this all. But even if I had this glimpse, I find myself looking your videos and always reminding me, okay, yes, because I come so much into this daily thinking and
yes,
and but at the same time I know it's not. And my question is, what can I do? Or
yes,
I really have the wish. I love to have a solution or something.
Yes.
I don't know.
Excuse me.
Huh?
Yes. There is a deep knowing that all that is appearing for you
mm-hmm.
is impermanent.
Yeah.
It comes and goes.
And it's and
even
it's
your feelings,
a big,
they come and go.
A big nothing.
It's a big nothing.
Yeah.
Yes. In spite of this knowing, trouble comes somehow.
Mm-hmm. And me comes.
Destruction.
Yeah.
The sense of me
mm-hmm.
Still is there. The feeling that I am a certain person, I have to make a living, I have
mm-hmm.
things to do, I have a future and all of this.
Mm.
But there must be also a willingness to really look at these deep-rooted ideas about identity. It's not enough that we carry on, that we're just feeling, yes, I am a girl, you're a boy, I'm living in this place,
mm-hmm.
I've got this job, I've got it. It will arise. I cannot say you must do it if it's not your time to do this. Maybe it's a time still to move into life, and life becomes your master. It teaches you, brings you to experiences that will help to break your concepts. But if you find a teacher who is able somehow, who has realized that themselves, they will help you to break those concepts much more quickly.
Mm-hmm.
If you're moving on your own, sometimes you
mm-hmm.
know, you fall in love with the story, you kind of project and so on.
Yes.
You see, and then you somehow you are nurturing
mm-hmm.
An illusion
mm-hmm.
and remaining in a state of delusion about life, you see.
Mm-hmm.
And then now sometimes life bites. There's a bite, you know. And when it bites, it doesn't feel very pleasant, but it helps you to go back more
mm-hmm,
deeply
mm-hmm.
into the place that you
Yes.
That your original place.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I tell you, this glimpse was 7 years ago about. And after this, because I didn't know who to speak with about that. I just took it and I knew something, but I was not the spiritual never person, so okay. But I lived on and on, had my few illusions and goals I wanted to make, and life hit me again and bite me and la. And now since few months, I'm so, in the end, I'm so finished with that. I'm so nothing more interests me. Like I wanna watch what is this happening now.
Very good.
It's because
so all those experiences were preparing you
to
come to this point. You see? So they are still valuable because they brought you to now.
Yes.
Now you don't have to go back to them.
No.
They brought you to this point.
Yeah.
And now where are you in this moment, you see?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You see? And now what happened is these experiences, the pain of these experiences, help to break the distractions. Because something used to go, it wants to believe, it has so many attachments.
Yeah.
And the life has helped somehow to break those attachments. Maybe sometimes through pain, sometimes through disappointment.
Yes, you know, it took everything.
Yes. And you have somehow the wisdom to understand that there's a gratitude inside you for this reason.
Yeah.
Many people complain, I don't have anything, nothing is happening.
Yes.
But you're feeling much more free,
relaxed.
More space. That brought you to this moment.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that's true.
Now, what remains now?
A big question mark.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know. Mm. I feel inside there's a little bit adventure mood.
You want this adventure?
I don't know what it leads to.
If you want an adventure, your mind will create adventure. Okay? Because you may think, I need this adventure to see what's going to happen next. So we leave one journey, we turn the page and start a new chapter to another journey.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to put this.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I ask, what if there was no next? There was no next, like the next thought, next moment, next experience. Just for a moment. Just allow. No? There's nothing is next. Then what is here?
This moment.
Is it a moment of time? Feel it. Don't touch future, don't touch past. Also, don't even touch present even, because that's sort of like in time. No next, not past. Don't imagine what is here, see? Don't give any picture to it.
I don't know.
Is this a frustration?
It's not frustrating.
No. That which is not going to someplace else. It's not going forward or backward. And it's not trying to stay. It simply is. It requires no effort. Not even to be. No effort, it simply is.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That.
And this is always. So, yes, and the all the noise is the mind telling me.
No, the mind by itself is not the noise. The noise only come when you connect up with the mind.
Because
many thoughts can come, and even one time, you will not be afraid of thoughts. They are not your enemy. It's only when you carry an identity, then you can begin to negotiate with the thoughts that come, what we call the mind. Because the mind suggests something. It appears to play this role. The mind doesn't exist. Where does it come from? What is its support? Because a thought cannot think itself. It's not self-employed. So where does the power in a thought come from? It only comes from you.
From looking.
It comes from somehow the belief in the suggestion of the thought. Even I don't want to say that the thought even suggests, you know. It's like everything is coming from us.
Mm-hmm.
Somehow.
Yes.
Huh? We are aware of the thought process. If you don't engage by identifying with it, no?
Mm-hmm.
Then thought remains kind of, there's a neutrality about them.
Mm-hmm.
And there's more space around the thought also.
Mm-hmm.
But if you get, if you hold on to the sense of an identity that this is me, and so the thought as a specific relationship to the me,
mm-hmm.
then the energy changes. It becomes more intimate and more personal.
Mm-hmm. You see? More real.
If you want to use this word real, you know, we can use real meaning that I would understand what you speak. If you say it becomes more real, it becomes more tangible, it becomes more intimate.
Mm-hmm.
Then we say that this is real because you really feel it.
Yeah.
Yes.
And then it comes a question, yes, if I somehow there's nobody, but there's anybody who wants to have this changed. Who wants to not be so surrounded by so many thoughts and clings.
Yes.
And why is it not possible always to stay in that? Because
sometimes you don't want to stay in that.
Mm.
This is the maturity of your own self in a sense. You know?
Yeah.
Sometimes you want to be out of it. When it bites you, you want to be out of it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, take that. I don't want that anymore.
Yeah.
No? And then you're in your peace. And then something starts to feel bored. Not the peace. The peace is not bored. But the mind comes, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You see?
And fear comes.
Nothing is happening, huh? If you stay like this, who's going to pay your rent and so on
mm-hmm.
and so on. And then something becomes, doubt comes.
Yeah.
And then, so doubt is also a thought.
Mm-hmm.
But you, the consciousness, purchases the doubt. And then it makes what the mind is suggesting in this role become real again for you.
Mm-hmm.
And so you're back into the forest of struggle.
Yes.
All that is required is that you, the consciousness, needs to be completely sure of your position. That you, it's in your presence that all of this is appearing, including the idea of who you are, is also playing.
Mm-hmm.
And this I call real contemplation. That everything that arises is only an appearance. It only has a certain time to display itself.
Yeah.
And then it comes and goes. This includes the idea we have of who we are is also appearing. Even the most intimate concept, the I concept, the I, me, is also appearing, is also arising.
Yes.
In the presence of something which is not arising. When you stay and observe this to see is this true or not, then you will have a very profound insight as to who you are.
Yes, but it comes the thought who says, "Oh, this is just appearing," and when this thought appears, who says that? Then it feels to me like okay. Now I got it, or now
that is also a thought appearing.
Now I got it. It's also yeah.
That is also a thought appearing.
But,
see?
But,
yes, yes. But it's more seductive.
Yeah.
To what is left of you as a person who is thinking there's nothing left of me.
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah.
There is something still there, but sometimes we are thinking no, there's nobody here. But then this thought comes, and somehow it is exposing that there's still somebody there.
Yeah.
You see? So make use of this thought to find out for whom is this thought
who
engaging.
Yeah.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
Like this. You are still the space behind
always.
All of these thoughts. Yes, yes.
And
you
so
are.
It is not nothing is necessary to do. So, like,
yeah, nothing is necessary to do. But while you have the sense of a strong feeling of identity, one must investigate themselves. You must contemplate.
Mm-hmm.
Am I that which I am perceiving, you see? Because if you don't ask this question, it's a kind of reflex. We go back into the position of being a person
mm-hmm,
who's getting
mm-hmm,
somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
So initially, there is a sort of an invitation, a call, to just to check it out, to check, is this true? You see? And what sees this? Can I be what I am perceiving? Yeah, my thoughts, they come and go. My feelings, they come and go.
Mm.
My wishes and attachments, they come and go. You see?
Mm.
The breath is coming and going. My dreams, they're coming and going. My relationship comes in consciousness and goes. Even my identity of who I am is coming and going. What is it that's witnessing all of this thing? This should be your question. And don't take an answer from your mind.
Yeah.
Because sometimes an answer comes and something goes, ah, yes, now I got it.
Yeah, yeah.
And that is also mind. You see?
Yeah.
And so, in a sense, through your own inquiry, something is becoming more and more mature as to the subtle tendencies of the mind to create a sense of distraction.
Yeah.
And to formulate themselves into an identity. Whereas maybe some while ago, you, the consciousness, would have purchased that thought, but because it showed itself later that it's not the truth.
Ah, yeah.
Then gradually, as you kept on in somehow in your training to stay back without connecting up with the thought, just staying back, you're coming to see that you're less distracted.
Mm-hmm.
And each time a thought comes, it's almost like you will now use this thought to find out if there's anyone who is here as the thinker of that thought.
Mm-hmm.
It's very subtle what I'm speaking
here. Yes,
yeah,
because the you who identifies that there's a thought who plays me is also somebody who...
Not necessarily. It doesn't go back to infinite.
Oh, okay.
It doesn't. No,
it's
no, no.
Not
no, that's a also a thought.
Uh-huh.
What you are to see is that whatever is this arises, there is the perception of it. There's a seeing of that.
Mm-hmm.
Then it says, yes, but behind this seer is another seer, and then behind this seer is... No. This is the mind's way.
This is
frustrating,
okay,
in a sense. Yeah, the looking.
Because he's working and understanding.
And isn't it amazing that he's working, but he doesn't exist?
Mm-hmm.
You look and see if you can find Mr. Mind or Miss Mind. You can find it's apart from thought.
Mm.
Because, I mean, there is something called brain that can be identified. But there is nothing called mind that can be identified. Mind is only thought